Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, cattle futures have struggled all week, with June live cattle futures closing at the lowest level since October 6th of last year. The anticipation of higher beef prices due to strong demand and lower cattle supplies ran out of steam in February. Liquidation of cattle due to the ongoing drought did not impact supplies as much as anticipated, according to the Cattle on Feed reports. Inflation heated up as well, with fears of demand slowing further. June cattle holds a large discount to cash, with the market showing no sign of reducing that discount here at the present. Now, not much can be said about hogs. That's not been said yet. The projection of the head and shoulders top has been achieved and still could not garner any strong buying interest. China, being a buyer of pork on the weekly export sales report, did not provide any support. Export sales totaled 26,300 metric tons, up 10% from the previous week. Cutouts down 89 cents, and the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $1.93. Well, on the grains, July Kansas City wheat's trading about 4 cents lower early today, a mild dip on Friday the 13th after busting out a 69.5 cent gain after USDA estimated lower than expected ending stocks of wheat for both the U.S. and the world yesterday. USDA's 590 million bushel estimate of the new hard red winter wheat crop was especially bullish for Kansas City wheat, and only added to the larger concerns of what the world's wheat supply looks like without a peaceful Ukraine. July corn is up 2 cents early today, on track for a modest gain on the week as the forecast for central Brazil remains dry, with light to moderate showers expected for southern Brazil and Paraguay. It was somewhat surprising that Brazil's corn crop estimates were not as low as many expected. And July soybeans trading about 10 cents higher early today, finding support from USDA's estimate to old crop ending stocks will total 235 million bushels at the end of August. We'll check futures after this.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, June live cattle down $1.92, 131.65. August down $1.87, 132.77. May feeder cattle down $1.27, 156.87. August down $3.47, 166.52. June hogs down $3.37, 97.47. And July down $3.70, 97.85. Kansas City wheat, July up 69.5. 1270, and September up 68.5, 1271.5. Chicago wheat, July up 65.75, 1178.75, and September's up 64.5, 1181.75. July corn is up 3 cents, 791.5. September up 11.75, 763.75.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.